Officials say there are currently several hundred homeless who are sleeping in tents without access to indoor plumbing or permanent heat and electricity at the Thor Freya encampment known as Camp Hope. The Catalyst Project will provide a strategic enhancement to the current regional shelter system by providing 87 rooms to both men and women experiencing homelessness. In addition, 14 of the rooms will be set aside for double occupancy. Inslee said the project is great news, not just for the city of Spokane, but for the entire state.
Because it is yet another step forward in ending the homelessness crisis that is affecting our state. And this Catalyst Project is exactly what we need across the state of Washington to have a long-term solution to a long-term problem of homelessness.
He says this project will give over 100 people a new shot at life.
To give them a secure, private housing option where they are supported by mental health professionals, where they are provided security, and where they can get their feet under them so that they can really have a permanent housing solution. And I want to stress permanence.
Meanwhile, Commerce Director Lisa Brown says there is a lot of frustration in the Spokane community that the Camp Hope issue has not been resolved faster. But the Catalyst Project is an important step in the right direction.
And we have funded other steps in the right direction that are going to become obvious in the days ahead. The legislature and the governor in providing the funds specifically for people on the right-of-way made it clear that they wanted an emphasis on long-term solutions. So while we are also helping with the operating of people who will be moving into shelters or who are already moving into the, for example, the Trench shelter, a significant part of the funds are for people to be assessed and to be transitioned to facilities or housing options that are appropriate for them.
I'm Mia Carlson reporting.